There are two key words which best describe the great emotional movements of the human heart. They are attraction and response. Married couples possibly understand better than most that which these two words convey. Something about another person caught your attention and attracted you to that person. Initially, it may have been something quite superficial which caused the attraction. Nevertheless, you responded, and gradually a relationship developed. I still remember the first time my father brought me to Sunday Mass. It was in Ballachy Chapel, and although I didn't understand what was happening, something about it intrigued me. I was attracted. Afterwards at home, I would try to imitate the priest, while my brother acted as the altar boy. For a bell, I supplied him with a jam jar with a large spoon in it. Basic, but effective. In the years that followed that initial attraction, it developed into something much more substantial. My response brought me to priesthood. But just as in marriage, or indeed in any chosen way of life, the response is always an ongoing affair. A relationship, of whatever nature, gives life direction and purpose. It causes life to look outwards towards others. These same two words, attraction and response, set before us the challenge of this Mission Sunday. What attracts us to, draws us to, Jesus Christ? What is our response to Jesus Christ? What direction does our relationship with Jesus give to our lives? In today's Gospel passage, St. Luke records how Jesus asked his disciples a question which at first sight seems rather perplexing. He asked, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth?" Our initial reaction may be to feel that this is a particularly pertinent question, given the fall off in church attendance at this time. However, we must first see how St. Luke uses the passage, given the historical context of that time, and then see it also in the body of Jesus' teaching. St. Luke wrote his gospel when Christianity had begun to draw the attention of the Roman authorities, and soon afterwards, persecution ensued. Rome, like the unjust judge mentioned in the gospel, had neither fear of God nor respect for man, and Christians felt more and more vulnerable, as vulnerable as the widow also mentioned in the gospel. The widow sought justice. While St. Luke may have wondered if Christianity could ever get justice from Rome, he was more concerned with his central message, the need to pray continually and never lose heart. He then added these reassuring words of Jesus: "Will not God see justice done to his chosen, who cry to him day and night, even when he delays to help them?" In our own context, the message remains the same. Regardless of the pressures from a morally liberal, secular, and violent world, we are to persevere in prayer, and God's justice will be achieved. In response to Jesus' rhetorical question, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on earth?" the answer is yes, provided we do not lose trust in God. Perhaps a more challenging question is, will we hand on the faith to the next generation? There are many who are quietly seeking the face of God, yearning to see his face, but will only do so through our persevering Christian witness. Each of us bears the responsibility for the souls of others. The first task of Christian men and women is witnessing to the gospel. We must always remember that faith grows by attraction, and people will only respond to a faith which is confident, enthusiastic, and full of boundless love. This was the kind of faith that caused the Romans, even as they persecuted the Christians, to exclaim and wonder, "See these Christians, how they love one another." To be avoided is that form of Christianity which is over-anxious, interfering, judgmental, and critical. It will convince no one. Indeed, it frequently degenerates into small-mindedness and is distasteful. Returning to Jesus' rhetorical question, "When the Son of Man returns, will he find any faith on earth?" An aspect to the answer is found in the parable which we will read at next Sunday's Mass. It is that of the Pharisee and the tax collector. Both went up to the temple to pray. The Pharisee listed his good works and thanked God that he wasn't a sinner. The tax collector, not even daring to raise his eyes to heaven, beat his breast and said, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." The tax collector's small faith sees through to the great loving heart of God, and he casts himself on divine mercy. When Jesus returns to the earth, the faith that he will seek out will be that of the persevering widow and the humble tax collector. This is the mystery that the powerful and the proud cannot see. Lord, always ready to hear the cry of your faithful ones, teach us to rely day and night on your care. Support our prayer lest we grow weary. Help us to seek your enduring justice and your ever-present help. Amen.